From The Definition of Home by Eli Segal. Definitions and comment being a description of the world. Home is the familiar in place, so familiar that we see it as of us. That which we see as the closest to us, the most familiar and desiredly familiar, is home in the strictest sense. Home is like love. There is wideness coming to a point in the idea of home and love. It is the general made particular and warm. Of late days, the fact that home need not be a fixed thing has been made clearer. The Indian of 1,000 years ago in America had a home sentiment, even though he was on the move a great deal. The fields he moved over had some warming limit to them. He saw them as home. And a person living in a trailer, moving about over the country, could see the trailer as home, although the trailer was in Kentucky of a Monday and Tennessee of a Tuesday. The trailer would have the home sentiment about it. Still, if a trailer went into Mexico or Canada, there would be less of a home feeling. The United States had provided more of the wide, enveloping home feeling than now was provided by a country to the north or a country to the south. Our emotions have much to do with place. Our emotions have much to do with time, likewise. Place, time, and ourselves make for new homes in our minds. The great desire is to be at home in the world. If we have a true home in any place in the world, so much we are at home in the world itself. We belong everywhere because we belong truly somewhere. This, again, is like the feeling of love. Truly to be loved by someone gives a person the feeling that all or everyone loves him. The feeling of home by a person in the United States is that of a point in relation to a surrounding, in relation to a larger surrounding, in relation to a surrounding including them all. A home feeling for Vinnie Smart of Joplin, Missouri, is a specific place and a house, a larger place called a city, a larger place called a state, and a larger place called the United States. And there are mental states of home in between. Street, section of city, section of state, section of country in which state is, and so on. Wideness and a point, in terms of emotion, are in a mobile, various relation. Home has come to take in specific mental territory. We're at home in a language. We're at home in philosophic thought. We're at home in chemistry. Here, too, we feel we are in something, of something, and that the something is warm. And we want to be at home in all thought. Home seeks extension and definiteness in the territory of thought, too. Just as when we truly like our home in the ordinary sense, we have the courage to go out, spread out, see. We sometimes may not feel at home in our own bodies. We can see our bodies as strange. This can happen after an accident, but it can also happen without an accident. If our feelings are not at one with what we see as our bodies, we are not at ease, not at home in our bodies. And because we are not at home in the world, we can try to find a home in ourselves. This we can do even while we're part of a family in a house we call home. The home we find, which is really a dark and, so we wish it, magnificent hideout, we can't be truly at home in either. Home has to welcome. Once its door is always closed and never open, the widening meaning of home is not had. This makes for mischief and pain. We want to be at home in our clothes. Sometimes we are not. Our clothes are sometimes seen as something we're in, but not wholly of. There can be a rift between ourselves and our clothes, or there can be a subtle jam. At home has come to mean at ease. It has come to mean willingly there.